Siltala Kustannus presents High Stakes, The Life of Industrial Titan, Walter Ahlström, 1875-1931, by Sakari Siltala. Translated from Finnish by Pamela Kaskinen. Recorded at Book Brothers Studios, Helsinki, 2026. Read by Ingrid Gräsbeck. For Selma. Again and again, one hears about the evil of wealth and the sinful love of money. And yet, besides the thirst for knowledge, no other passion has produced so much good. We are indebted to it for all trade and all professions. Trade and professional activities have introduced us to the products of several countries, awakened our thirst for knowledge, opened us to the world of ideas through socializing with similar peoples with different customs, different language and thoughts, encouraged people to brave enterprises, accustomed to guesswork and calculations, taught useful skills, acquired very valuable means for us to save life and relieve pain. We thank wealth for all of this. If zealous theologians had succeeded in uprooting it, all the aforementioned benefits would cease, and we would soon sink back into relative brutality. Without wealth, there is no idle time. Without idle time, there is no science and no art. Henry Thomas Buckle, History of Civilization. That's how big men are. They have a bit of castle lords in them, a bit of a poet or gardener, and a bit of businessman. They are chairmen of the boards, shoe kings, coal barons, big frogs. Eric Bouillard, Congo. Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. King James Bible, the Book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 17 through 21. Introduction. Walter Ahlström was born in 1875 in Finland, which did not yet exist as an independent nation. The country's precursor, the Grand Duchy of Finland, had been part of Russian Empire since 1809, when Tsar Alexander I seized the territory from the Kingdom of Sweden in the Napoleonic Wars. Before this, the lakes and forests of future Finland had been a part of the Swedish realm for well over 600 years. Swedish-era laws and administrative machinery remained in use under Russia's rule, and the territory's autonomy strengthened as the 19th century progressed. Industry, the economy, and an autonomous culture began to flourish. Despite this, the sparsely populated territory remained predominantly agrarian until the 1960s. An old guard of mostly Swedish-speaking elite held supremacy over domestic politics, giving rise to an opposition Fennoman movement that defended and promoted the Finnish language. The Ahlström family was staunchly Fennoman, despite speaking Swedish as a first language and in their home. By supporting the establishment of Finnish language schools, for example, the Ahlström family was able to strengthen its position as patrons with tremendous local influence. Beginning in 1889, the Russian Empire began a campaign to consolidate its territories and abolish the legal, cultural, and administrative autonomy of its non-Russian minorities. In the Grand Duchy of Finland, people reacted to the Russification efforts in different ways, depending on their social status and political leanings. The so-called Old Finnish Party Fennomans sought appeasement in the name of realpolitik, while the Young Finnish Party Fennomans vehemently opposed the unification crackdown in the name of Finnish autonomy and respect for the territory's centuries-old constitution. A small minority practiced active resistance, in extreme cases extending to assassinations and violence. The family Walter Ahlström was born into identified most closely with the Young Finnish Party constitutionalists. In 1906, the political dominance of the Swedish-speaking elite, which included most